Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You know, my title is The Unexpected. Well, last night, we thought we ordered from a restaurant that we never ordered from. And it was going to get there, well, or we could pick it up about 7. First, we thought they'd deliver. Well, we're out of the delivery area. So, okay, then my older son, went and got it. Well, we thought he was going to get it. So, you know, we order online all the time. And just put it on the credit card. Boom, done. It's on my charge. I'm trying to call them, make sure they got it. Well, it's already shown up in a pending transaction. My son gets back, and I think he's got a Coke in his hand. That's it. No dinner. Not what we had expected. Definitely. Well, you look in this text, wasn't what they expected. You look in the psalm, you go back to the psalm, and you see some of the same things in there. This is the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has made his light to shine upon us. We'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. I said this out in LaBelle today, because I've never preached there. Did you feel that steadfast love in March of last year? Do you think they would have been shouting Hosanna if they knew he was going to go to the cross? I mean, the disciples didn't get it. Even afterwards. I mean, seriously, they didn't get it. The women got it before them. So sometimes things are not as expected. I had a conversation the other day with somebody. I won't tell you who it was. Not someone from this church. And it went along the line of being saved by the law, about what we do. Why did Jesus come in as our king? If we are saved by the law, if we can be saved by what we do. We saw Israel wanted a king after the judge, prophet Samuel. And God said to him, through Samuel, are you really sure you want to? A king? Because it's not going to end up well. He warned them, but he gave them what they wanted. A king. But this king is not the same. Right after Saul became king, he went to battle. And they won. I'm sure Saul was not riding a donkey when he went to war. Can you imagine a soldier going to battle on a donkey? Number one, they sit a little bit lower. Number two, they sometimes don't do what you want them to do. And it's not very majestic. I mean, have you ever been around a donkey? I mean, I've been in the presence of one. I haven't been around them a whole lot. But they're not very majestic. I mean, look at Shrek. But our Savior came in on a donkey. You know, this past year, we wanted our Savior to come in with guns blazing. And I think that's what they thought in Jerusalem is. We want a king coming in because we want to get from under the Roman rule. Because we know how it ended. Didn't end well of them being under Roman rule for the Christians. And at times, we don't want to be humble. We want our way. We want God the way we want him to be. We want Jesus to be, to put him in a little box, and this is how he is. Our society is the same way. I want to be entertained. I want it to mean something. I want it to speak to me. Well, as far as I know, the Word of God did speak to people. The Holy Spirit does speak when you speak the Word. Our King, Jesus, coming in on a donkey, humble. He came to heal, and he came to save. The palm branches, I should have grabbed one, but the palm branches is something of victory. It's a sign of victory. Lo and behold, they just didn't get it, that Christ would have the victory. You know, there's something different in this text a little bit. Really, really stands out. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And what does John add? Blessed is the King of Israel. That's not in the psalm. Christ Jesus coming as our King to unite both kingdoms, to unite us as his children. The unexpected. Judah and Israel had been separated for many, many years. And Christ came to unite. We, our country's more separated than we ever have been, ever. We come here before the throne to be united under Christ, in Christ. Jesus did not have a carriage like they have for the king and queen in England. He didn't have those majestic horses pulling the carriage. He had a donkey, a humble donkey. And we are called to follow our Savior. We are also called to be humble. Probably one of the most humbling things is to forgive another. But that is what Jesus did for us. We spit on him, we slapped him, You name it. And he forgives us. And the most unexpected thing is what that word is doing in us and how we show our love to our Lord and Savior by that expression of love to others. You've heard the expression, don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing, right? You've heard that in the Bible? Well, that's your works. You do them and you don't even know it. They're so unexpected. Because they flow out of our faith. And thus are God's works through Christ. The unexpected thing for us is that Jesus would come to us, poor, miserable sinners, not deserving anything but wrath. And he comes to us freely, giving of himself, humbling himself. God the Father humbling himself in Christ Jesus in human form, walking the earth with us, the Creator. God of God, light of light. Very God of very God. Kind of the main man, he would come down to us. If that's not unexpected, I don't know what is. And coming to save us. Coming to free us from our sins. That through our faith in him, your sins are gone. Your sins are gone just because of your faith in Christ, by what he has done. Not by any merit of your own. For faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ, and even he did that inside of us. He called us out of the darkness when we were nothing, when we were enemies of God. How unexpected is that? Father in heaven humbled himself in the person Jesus, riding on a donkey, and at times right now, we are also humbled. The last year, yeah, we've gotten humbled. And sometimes when he humbles us, it doesn't feel good. But it's for our own good. And because of our faith in him, we love him the more when he humbles us and corrects us to keep us in the one true faith. And when we continue to hear his word and when we continue to receive his body and blood as we will do next week, Thursday, and Revelation 7:9, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to your God, or to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Amen. Our salvation is from our God through Christ Jesus. God be with you all.